As we mentioned before, Pope Benedict celebrated Mass in front of 30,000 people in the Moms International Stadium. Ema McCarthy has this report.
May Christ give you his courage. That was Pope Benedict XVI's wish and mandate to the thousands who filled Amman's International Stadium for Mass Sunday morning, during which the Pope also stressed the prophetic charism of women and gave First Holy Communion to a group of children. They were all present, the Greek Melkite Catholics, the Syrian Catholics, the Armenian Catholics, the Chaldeans, and the Maronites, all of whom make up the rich tapestry of the Holy Land's Christian community. They had come from across Jordan, but Lebanon and Palestine, too, were there, with people waving banners bearing the Vatican colors and their national flags.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
I come, the Pope told them, to encourage you to persevere in faith, hope, and love, in fidelity to the ancient traditions and distinguished history of Christian witness, which you can trace back to the age of the apostles. He said the Catholic community here is deeply touched by the difficulties and uncertainties which affect all the people of the Middle East, and asked them never to forget the great dignity which derives from their Christian heritage.
May the courage of Christ, our shepherd, inspire and sustain you daily in your efforts to bear witness to the Christian faith and to maintain the Church's presence in the changing social fabric of these ancient lands.
There were songs and chants in Arabic and Aramaic, and the great altar was decorated with images of Christ, Our Lady, and John the Baptist, patron saint of Jordan, and Prince Ghazi bin Mohammed, King Abdullah's chief advisor on religious affairs, was there too. The Pope thanked him for his presence, and during his address, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Jordanian National Fouad Twal, also praised the stability offered by Jordan's prolonged wise governance of the country, and added that the Church in this land is witnessing a growth in vocations.
May every Christian family grow in fidelity to its lofty vocation to be a true school of prayer, where children learn a sincere love of God, where they mature in self-discipline and concern for the needs of others.
It is the year of the family this year for the Church in the Holy Land. Pope Benedict recalled this and spoke of the strong Christian families of these lands, stressing the role of women in God's plans.
How much your society owes to all those women who in different and at times courageous ways have devoted their lives to building peace and fostering love.
Sadly, he added, this God-given dignity and role of women has not always been sufficiently understood and esteemed.
The Church and society as a whole has come to realize how urgently we need what the late Pope John Paul II called the prophetic charism of women as bearers of love, teachers of mercy, and artisans of peace, bringing warmth and humanity to a world that all too often judges the value of a person by the cold criteria of usefulness and profit.
Pope Benedict also spoke of the prophetic charism of women in his Regina Caeli address. The supreme example of womanly virtue, he said, is the Blessed Virgin Mary.
We turn to her now and ask for her prayers.
Then, after imparting his apostolic blessing, Pope Benedict XVI took his leave of Amman's International Stadium, where the assembly was reluctant to say goodbye. I'm Ema McCarthy.